Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Nah, baby, in H-Town.
Are you there for the All-Star Game?
All-Star Game, man. I'm being got some interviews set up, but also been honored with the Gospel Celebration tomorrow here in Houston. So looking forward to that. So yes, All-Star Game in Houston. Folks are definitely ready for it, and so we got lots of things lined up for that time. Also, this weekend on Washington Watch Time, exclusive interview with Danny Glover about his new documentary, The House I Live In, and we have Jimmy Fox talking about Trayvon Martin. So looking forward to that. And catch your brother out on ESPN First Take today. So I'll be kicking it with Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. I'll try not to jack Skip up today. So looking forward to that as well this morning. So check us out live. And speaking of sports, big sports weekend. And why not talk to a walking, talking Black History Month fact? She mesmerized the nation during the Olympics. She is Gabby Douglas. Gabby, good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Doing great. First of all, it's been a while since we talked to you, and so you have been still quite busy traveling the country. Are you still on that Olympic high?
Yeah, I've been still pretty busy, but just trying to squeeze everything in before I go back to the gym. So I'm just doing a lot of media and appearances, but it's been fun.
Now, you talk about going back to the gym, so are you preparing for the next Olympics? Because, you know, look, this isn't like football and basketball where they have spring training, you get ready for the next season. For folks like you, I mean, it really is a 2-3 year process to get ready for the next Olympics.
Yeah, it's kind of a long process, and I'm just taking a little bit of time off. I've been training for 10 years, so just taking a little time to let my body recover. So then it's straight back into the gym late spring.
Does that mean life going back to Iowa to train?
Yes. I train in Iowa.
Now, look, you're going back to Iowa, and let's be honest, you've been traveling the world, and you. So all
is
of a sudden
hard
you're
to
saying.
Go back to Iowa?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to go back to Iowa.
No, not really. I love Iowa. But when I was 14, so I've been there for like 2 years. So it's like my second home. I mean, I have a host family there. They treat me like one of their daughters, and my friends are there, and Coach Shaw is there, my gym. So, well, his gym, but I train at his gym. So I love it there. I mean, like, it's just like my second home.
They say training is harder than competing. And do you think it's going to be hard for you to get back into the mindset of I got to grind now, I got to train, I got to grind, I got to grind? Is that it? Now that you've taken this break, you think it's going to be hard to get back into the swing of training?
Oh, I think it's going to be a little bit difficult because I've been, you know, working out on the gymnastics side, but I've been doing cardio and conditioning. So it's going to take a little bit to get my Olympic shape back and trying to focus on the gym. And I'm just, since I've been out of the gym, and it's me to get my head back to the game.
And Roland, you and Gabby Douglas are going to be together tomorrow in Houston, right?
Gabby, you're in Houston tomorrow for the Gospel Celebration, the All-Star Game?
Yes.
All right, then. Well, I will see you.
I'm here now.
Oh, you hear that? Well, cool. I will see you there, and then we get to talk a little also
and
college.
And give Roland some tips on how to do that, you know, some flying squirrel stuff.
Oh, hell no. That ain't happening. And I'll talk to you about how to play golf, Gabby. That's what we'll talk about. Gabby Douglas, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'd pay good money to see Roland Martin doing the flying squirrel.
You ain't got that much money. You got some money, but not that much, Tom.